door, one side of his house, opens up to the karfuf, we look as if that's the entrance the guy uses, and he doesn't go into the mob, he doesn't ask for the people in the mob. So Rashi, Nichalei Beit Tvei, Dika Avira Tvei Mimovi, Akoponim a karfuf, an open park, still has more air than it does an alleyway. We don't look as if the guy has the right to walk through the movi. He doesn't ask for on the Yidden living in the movi. They have a right to use their Ruvi Chatzeris, even though they didn't rent the right of the guy. So tomorrow, Rabba of Rav Yosef the Armor Tavayu. They make chalukim. It depends how big the karfif is, so we say that the guy really likes the karfif or not. Nochri, they sosayim oyser. If let's say the karfif, that park that's opened up on one side of his house, is only a base sosayim. That means 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Like 140 feet by 140 feet. That's not so big. So then the guy doesn't like that space. He would rather go out the other entrance that opens up into the alleyway. So then he asks his on the Yisraelim. Mashenke in Yoisim Beis Osayim. Let's say the entrance, there's the other side of the house that opens up into the park. The park is a big park. It's more than a Beis Osayim. Then Ein Oyser. Then he doesn't ask around the B'nai Movi, because once it's so wide, if it's wider than 70 by 70 Yamas, then we say it's very airy there, and the guy likes that entrance better than the entrance of the Movi. So therefore, it's if the guy doesn't come through the Movi. So Drashi, Nochri Beis Osayim Oyser, Imho Yoloi Pesach Lekarfif, Beis Osayim. It was only wide a Beis Osayim, only 70 by 70 Yamas. Or Pesach Lamovi, and the other side of his house, the guy's house, opens up into the Movi. Adayin Oisra B'nei Movi. Still, we say the guy would like to go out through the alleyway, and he asks on the Yidden. Why the Avira the Karfif Lenofish? Because it was only 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. That ear is not so wide, it's not so nice there. Avlim Yaisim Ebe Sasayim. But once the park is wider than 70 by 70, then we say Nofesh Avira, it's a lot of wide open space there. Then the guy likes that side and he won't answer. That's a swara by a guy. What about, let's say, a Yisrael? So the Gemara of a Yisrael, what about the same case? Yad a Yisrael, that he forgot to make a Shtufim Mevoyis. As everybody else living in this alleyway made like an Aruba Chatzeris together, they made a Shtufim Mevoyis, they should be allowed to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, into the Movi. One Yisrael forgot to make the Aruba Chatzeris with him. Now this Yisrael, his house, again, one side opens up into the Movi, and the other side he has an entrance goes into the Karfif. Now what's the halacha? If we're going to say the Yisrael likes to use the karfif, so he's not going to ask for on the B'nai Movi. We don't look as if he goes out through the Movi, he goes out through the karfif, through the park, and therefore we won't ask for on them. So by Yisrael, how big does the park have to be that we say also he's going to rather go out the side of the park because it's nice and airy there, rather than going through the Movi? What size does it have to be by Yisrael? So by Yisrael it's just the opposite. The Yisrael, they saw Sayim Eino Oyser. If it's only as wide as a base of Sayim or less, so it's 70 Amis or less, then we say the Yisrael likes to go out that side. Yoisim a base of Sayim. Let's say the park though is wider than a base of Sayim, then Oyser. Then the Yisrael doesn't like to go out through that side. He would rather walk out through the Movi, and then he asks on the other Yisraelim if he didn't make a Ruvi Chatzeris with them. Now what's the Svara? So Trashi, Yisrael. And this Yisrael forgot to make an Aruba Chatzeris with the rest of the people living in the Movi. Now, in Karfif Beis Osayim Hu, Shiroi Lishtamish Boi, by Yisrael, the Loch is like this. If you have a Karfif that's like an open park, and it has Mechitzes around it, it's true, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. But an open park that's not Hukuf Ladira, if nobody lives there, the Loch Ridge could only be Metaltal there up until the Beis Osayim. Once the Shetach is wider than the base of Sayim, the Mechitzas are wider than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, Midirabonon has a Din Karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry there from your house into the Karfif. So mainly the Yisrael on Shabbos doesn't want to go out that way, because if he goes out to the side of the Karfif, he can't carry from his house into the Karfif. The Karfif is the Karmelis, you're not allowed to carry there. So then he would rather walk out into the Movi, which is still the Rishus HaYochid. So in such a case, we say the Yisrael would rather walk out to the side of the Movi, and then he takasas on the rest of the B'nai Movi. So Rashi, in Karfif Beis Osayimu, Shiroi Lishtamish Boi, anyway, sir, as if the Karfif is only a Beis Osayim, then he's allowed to carry out to him his house to the Karfif, then he doesn't ask for on the B'nai Movi.
V'yafagav l'gabi nokri choshev zutu l'gabi Yisrael nofish, to have a Shabbos lekoit so ma'asoyas Yisrael, v'sagi b'yochi.
Rashi by warning, I by a goy we said, if the park is only 70 yamas wide, he doesn't like it. The pshat is because the goy on Shabbos does all his business. So the guy has to carry out a lot of things. 70 yamas is not so wide. But a Yisrael on Shabbos doesn't do business. He doesn't carry out that much. What does he want to carry out? A chair or something, a little bit. He doesn't carry out that much on Shabbos. So therefore, by Yisrael, if the outside kafif is only 70 yamas, that's still called the Rishus HaYochid. He's allowed to carry from his house into the Karfev. He's nicha to go out that way. And we look as if the Yisroels will go out through the Karfev, and he won't aser on the B'nai Movi. Mashenkin, once the Karfev is wider than a Beis Nasayim, now with the Rabbanan has a Din Karmelis, that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the Karmelis. So then the Yisroel is not nicha to go out that way, because he can't carry there. Then we say, which way does he want to go out better? Through the Movi. If he goes out through the Movi, it's considered like he's living in the Movi, and since he didn't make it, Rebuvah Chaseres with the Bnei Movi, he taka asses on the people in the Bnei Movi. So the Gemara. Boi minei rovo bachak loyi merafuna. Pasuach lekarfev mahu. Like he didn't hear the shalom before, the same shalom. What about case of a goy, let's say, where it's opening up into a karfif, and the other entrance is into the Movri. So which side do we say the goy or the Yisrael, both shalos could be, which side does he go out by? Does he go out through the Movri that he's going to ask around the people living in the Movri? Or do we say no, since there's a park there, he goes out through the side of the park? Omalei, he said, he answered back, we already learned this halachom, that Beis Sasayim Oyser, by a goy, if it's only a Beis Sasayim the park, then the goy is not nicha with that. That's not wide enough, it's not airy enough. So he'd rather go out through the Movi. Yoisim Beis Hasayim. But once the entrance to the park is wider than the Beis Hasayim, then ain't oyser. Then we say the goy would rather go out through the park. It's more area there, and he doesn't go through the Movi. He doesn't ask around the Bnei Movi. So look, we learned before that's the same halacha. Omar Ulo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Karfeif Yoisim Beis Hasayim Shaloi Hukof Ladira. So I'm telling you a fact now. If we have a karfeif, that's a park. That's more than a Beis Hasayim. It's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Even though there are mechitzas around it, but the mechitzas were not made for the purpose of living inside the mechitzas. Nobody lives there. It's like a park. You just go there to play there, to sit down there. But nobody lives there. Is afilu kurav, afilu kurayim. No matter how wide those mechitzas are, even though they're tremendously wide, you should know, midiraisa avadim, it's still called Rishus HaYochid midiraisa. Because since Lamaisa you have four mechitzas all around this park, it's called Rishus HaYochid no matter how wide they are. So the Mela hazorik letoichoi chayiv. If somebody standing in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos throws something that lands inside this karfif, even though it's very, very wide, still yechayiv midiraisa. My time, what's the swara? Mechitzahi. The emerson, it is called the mechitza. So midiraisa, whenever you have four mechitzas around you, it's called the Rishus HaYochid, no matter how wide it is. Ela shemechoseres d'yurin. No, midirabonin, it's a svara that since nobody lives in these mechitzas, so once the mechitzas are wider than 70 yamas or 70 yamas, midirabonin, they made it into a karmelis. That midirabonin, you're not allowed to carry there more than dal damis, because since nobody lives there, and it's so wide, more than 70 yamas, it looks like a Rishus HaRabim. So, Xeroth, you shouldn't come to carry out the Rishus HaRabim, midirabonin, you're not allowed to carry in such a park. But that's only a Rabbonin Dikir Isser. But Avada midirais, it's called the Rishus HaYochid, and if somebody throws from the Rishus HaRabim into this park, he's Chayiv on Shabbos. So, Drashti, Xeroth, Xeroth, Rishus HaRabim, Chayiv Chatis, V'yaf, Agav, Linyin, Isser, Tiltul, Shavu, Rabbonin, Karmelis, even though midirabonin, they said, that a park that's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas is a Din Karmelis, that you only allowed to carry inside a dal damas like Rishus HaRabim of the midiraisa Rishus HaYochid Gemurhi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us now. That avad and midiraisa it's still called the Rishus HaYochid. Yeah. Why? The mechitzahi? Because it has four mechitzas. Ela shemechaseres urim. Just that nobody is living there. Umeshavachri asr rabbonin tatulin. Therefore the rabbonin said you shouldn't carry inside a park, because it looks like Rishus HaRabim, since nobody lives there. So once it's wider than 70 yamas or 70 yamas, you're not allowed to carry it in midirabon. But midiraisa al Rabbi Yechanan, Navad is called Rishus HaYochid. For the Gemara Kasha, Mosi Rav Huna Bar Chinuna. Rav Huna Bar Chinuna has a Kasha. Sela Sheviyam. In the middle of the ocean, you have a rock, like a rock is sticking up in the middle of the ocean. Gavoya Soro, the rock comes up 10 tefachim high, for Reichiv Arbor, and it's 4x4 tzvachim wide. It is aloch, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Anything that's 10 tzvachim high, which has a width that's 4x4, is called Rishus HaYochid. Is aloch, ein metaltlin loy min toichoy liyam. You can't carry, throw something that's on the stone, since that's a Rishus HaYochid. You can't throw it into the ocean, because the ocean has it in caramelist midrabonim. Even though midiraisa, it's nothing. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. Should be like a mokum tur midiraisa. But midirabonim, though, it has a din karmelis. That you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid into a karmelis. Hu adin v'loy min hayam l'toychoy. You can't carry from the ocean in onto the cella. Because the ocean is a karmelis. You can't carry something, put it down on top of the stone. That's a Rishus HaYochid. What about pochus mikan? Let's say it's, the stone is not a 10 tefachim high. It's less than 10 tefachim high. Then metaltlim. Then you could be metaltl. Rashi learns, pochus mikan, she'en gavoya asora. It's not 10 tefachim high, this stone. Memela karmelisi. You should know then it has the same din like a karmelis. Kiyam. O metaltlim izel izeh techta odamis. So then you are allowed to carry from the ocean on top of the stone, providing you're not carrying more than the odamis. Because then the stone is like a karmelis, part of the yam. So pochus mikan, if the stone is not 10 tefachim high, it's less than 10 tefachim high, then it's like part of the karmelis, is metaltlin. Now, the Braita says, ad kama, to how big could the stone be? Ad beis hasayim, until a beis hasayim. So drashi ad kama yerochav sela, till how wide could the stone still be? We'll soon see on which case is going that it has the same halachis. Is ad beis hasayim, only till 70 yamis by 70 yamis. But once the stone is like a small island already, it's more than 70 by 70 yamis, you don't... It's very high. On which case is it going on? If it's going on, the Sefer, that what? The Sefer said that it has it, if it's not 10 tefachim high, then it's called part of the karmelis, right? That the stone and the ocean is the same karmelis, so you only allowed to carry daldamis. It's very schwer. What are you telling me now? Beis HaSayim, it's a Sefer Beis HaSayim. You say you can only carry from the ocean onto the stone, only if the stone is only a Beis HaSayim. But once the stone is wider than a Beis HaSayim, it's Osir. The Kasha, why? Well, Mikamlus, the Kamlus, come at Tautalo. Once the stone is not 10 Tfachim high, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a Kamlus. So the Loch of a Kamlus is, you can't carry more than the Aldamis. So what do I care how wide the stone is? No matter how wide it is, it's not more than a karmelis. And on a karmelis, you can only carry the aldamis. So you pick up something from the ocean, you're allowed to pick it up in the ocean and put it down on the stone, only within the aldamis. What do I care how wide the stone is? It doesn't change the din. And a lava ratio. It has to be going back to the ratio. Now the ratio was what? If the stone is 10 tefachim high, then the stone becomes Rishus HaYochid. So then we said it's also to carry from the ocean onto the stone. V'hochikom, this is what the Braita means to say now. If you have this stone in the middle of the ocean, it's taka 10 tefachim high, v'rochiv dalet, and it's dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, that's called Rishus HaYochid. The middle of the din is, ein metaltlin loy mitoichel liyam. You can't carry something from the stone into the ocean. V'loy min hayam l'toichel. You can't pick up something from the ocean, put it on the stone. Because the stone is Rishus HaYochid, and the ocean is a karmelis, and you can't carry from one to the other. The Yad Kama, but until Vayis says how wide is the stone that is still considered Rishus HaYochid, Ad Beis HaSayim. Mashma only, if it's only 70 yamis, by 70 yamis, that's when it's still called Rishus HaYochid. Mashma HaYesem Beis HaSayim, once this stone is wider than 70 yamis by 70 yamis, even though it's 10 tefachim high, is metaltlin, then you are allowed to carry from the ocean into the stone. Is the question why? Since the stone, now you're telling according to Rabbi Yochanan, no matter how wide a karfif is, in Midirayt it's called Rishus HaYochid. L'maitza, this stone has a shame for mechitzas. Since it's yud tefachim off the ground, on all the sides it's called mechitzas. So what do I care if it's wider than a Beis HaSayim? It should still be called Rishus HaYochid. So it should be also to carry from the ocean onto the stone. So here it's mashma, no, that once the Rishus HaYochid becomes wider than 70 yamis, or 70 yamis, if it's not hukuf l'diram, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. Midirayt, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. That's why then you are allowed to carry from the ocean to the stone. So the Chur Tekashin of Yochanan. So the Ma'arma Alma Karmelisi. So you also, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Chur, you see here, once the Rishus is wider than 70 yamis or 70 yamis, more than a Beis HaSayim, it's considered a Karmelis. And you're allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Omar Rovo, nay, Mandalayoda Terutse Masnisa Tiyufta, Moistablay. Whoever doesn't know how to answer, maybe he asks the kasha. The Rabbi Yochanan, because you don't know the answer, that's why you're asking this question. But really, it's a posher teretz. I tell you, Leonam Aresha. Really, after we say if it's more than a base of sign, we don't have the din. It's not going on the Aresha. V'ochikom. This is what the Aresha means. We're saying now you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. That you can't do. But mashma on the stone itself, you are allowed to be metaltal, because the stone is Rishus HaYochid. Now, v'yad kama, how wide could the stone be that you're still allowed to carry on the stone itself? Ad beis asayim. Only if it's up to the width of the beis asayim. But once the stone becomes wider than the beis asayim, now with the rabbonim it's called the karmelis, and on the stone itself you can't carry more than daladamis. So maybe there's no stirut to Rabbi Yochanan. Avada, from the ocean to the stone, you're not allowed to carry, because that's from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Just the stone itself you can carry is wider as it is, because it's a Rishus HaYochid. But that's only up until a base of Sayim. More than a base of Sayim is a karmelis and a tosa. Rav Ashi is another teretz. L'yer lema reisha. Our attack is going on the reisha. And the diak of the reisha was that says you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. And it'll make you a diak taka. Taka, you are right. That when can't you carry from the ocean onto the stone? Only if the stone is up until the base of Sayim. But once the stone, that it's like a small island already, it's come out more than 70 ounces or 70 amis, now if you have something floating in the ocean, you're allowed to pick it up, and then you are allowed to put it on top of the island, on top of the cellar. Either kasher is, it's a reshus yochid, why is it mutter? So tomorrow the early marei shehen. No, hein omru vehein omru. They are both with the rabbonins. And the rabbonin said this, these halachis. In other words, hein omru, kaf of yosef beis asayim, shloi hukof adiro, ein metaltlim boy, elu medal damis. The rabbonin was the one that made up, if you have this park, or anything that has mechitzis, even though it's wider than a beis asayim, so the same with the rice, it is a reshus yochid, the rabbonin said, though, no, since nobody lives there, it looks like reshus rabbim, we gave her a din karmelis. That's only mid the rabbonis. Lashon heim amru. The rabbonis said this cellar, this stone now, since it's wider than the base of Sayim, gets a din karmelis. Now the heim amru, the rabbonim are also the ones that said ein metalt l'mishus yochad the karmelis. Bechlal. Now let's say we say now mid the raisa true this stone is the mishus yochad mid the raisa, because mid the raisa the stone has mechitzas all around it, no matter how wide it is. But what's the issa from carrying from the ocean, which is a karmelis, onto the stone? Midirais, it's mutter. Midirais, it's only us to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Now, the ocean is not a Rishus HaRabim and not a Rishus HaYochid. Midirais, you are allowed to carry from the ocean into the Rishus HaYochid. It's only Midirabonin gave it a din karmelis. Karmelis means Lashon Karas. It's like lukewarm. It's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So it's only Midirabonin that you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Memela, the Rabonin said a sort like this. If the stone is only a base of Sayim wide, that then you are allowed to carry on the stone itself, so then it looks like a real Rishus HaYochid, then you're not allowed to carry something from the ocean onto the stone. So then we say, then you're not allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone, or from the stone onto the ocean. My timer, Rishus HaYochid Gemurihi. Because this stone is a real Rishus HaYochid, even mid the Rabbonim, because you're allowed to carry on the stone. Since the stone is not wider than a base of Sayim, you're allowed to carry whatever you want on it, and as far as you want on it. So that's called the real Rishus HaYochid. Then the Rabbonim said you can't carry from this karmelis onto the Rishus HaYochid. Ma'ashen ken yesem in base of Sayim. Let's say the stone now is wider than a base of Sayim. The also tatule de kule. Now on the stone itself, you're not allowed to carry more than daladamis. Because since the stone is wider than the base of Sayim, the Rabbonin gave it a din karmelis. Now, with the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry now more than daladamis on the stone. Is when Mela, Shari Rabbonin l'tutulei mitoichu liyam, or minayam mitoichoi. The Rabbonin now were mekul and didn't put their iser to carry from a karmelis into Satsu Rishus HaYochid. Hey, Satsu Rishus HaYochid, that you don't have a right to carry in it more than daladamis, since it itself looks like a karmelis. So the Rabbonin never put their Isram not to carry from a karmelis into such a Rishus HaYochid. That's the Teres HaNechlaim, it's true. If the stone is more than base of Sayim, you're allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. Even though really the stone is a Rishus HaYochid, the Teres says, Midirais, there's no Isram. It's only Yosim with the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin never asked you to carry from such a from a karmelis, the ocean, onto such a Rishus HaYochid that looks like a karmelis. For the Gemara, my time, what's the Svara? Val Dilma Amri Rishus HaYochid Gemurihi. Pumfakir. The Rabbanim Badavka had authority to be Mekel, that you are allowed to carry from the ocean, the Carmelis, onto the stone, that people should not think this stone is the real Rishus HaYochid. In other words, they don't want you to think the stone is Rishus HaYochid. If they'll think it's the real Rishus HaYochid, they'll come to carry throughout the whole stone. And since the stone is more than a base of Sayim, the Rabbanim don't want you to carry on top of the stone. So therefore, the Rabbanim will make all in their other takona, that even though the Yam is a Carmelis, and really you can't carry from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, this type of a Carmelis, the Rabbanim will make you allowed to carry from the Yam onto the stone, that people should not come to carry on the stone itself. Like, people will see this stone is not a real Rishus HaYochid. Because if it was a real Rishus HaYochid, how could I carry from the ocean onto the stone? Elamai, the stone is not a real Rishus HaYochid. That, therefore, I won't carry on the stone itself, but the Rabbanim will make you allowed to carry from the ocean onto the stone. For the Gemara, though, I'll call upon him, Omai Shana Toichoi Shriach, Mi Toichol Yam, Omai Yalma Toich, Omai Shana. For the Gemara, good, what's the difference? Which there is you making, though? But once you say, though, you're allowed to carry from the Carmelis onto the cellar, people will think, Fakert, it's not a Rishus HaYochid at all. It's only a Carmelis, people will think. So why aren't you afraid of that? So Gemara's Teretz says, that's not Shriach. So the Gemara, Toichoi Shriach, Mi Toichol Yam, Min Yalma Toichol Shriach. Hey, to come to carry on top of the stone itself, that's the Shriach HaGazach. The Moshe, it's a small island. People rest on the island. When you're on the island, you want to carry on Shabbos from one part to the other part. So it's more important that the Rabbanim should tell us, you're not allowed to carry on the island, since it's more than a base of Sayim, rather than asking us not to carry from the Yam, from the ocean, onto the island. Because that's not Shriach. Most times you don't carry something floating on the water onto the island. Usually something on the island itself you want to carry now from one part to another part. Therefore, the Rabbanim wanted more that you should know that the stone itself is only a Carmelis, that they don't want to carry on the stone itself. Because that's the Shriach HaGazach to carry on the stone itself. So therefore, they will mat to you to carry from the ocean onto the stone, k'day that people should think the stone is not a Rishus HaYochid. They should think the stone is only a Carmelis. That's why I'm allowed to carry from the ocean, which is a Carmelis, onto another Carmelis. So that's the Rabbanim's coolest. But that's the Lokataka, though, the Carmelis, a Karfif, or here the seller. If it's more than a base of Sayim, Midirait, that is a Rishus HaYochid, just Midirabonin, though, you can't be Metautla. Has it been Carmelis Midirabonin? So the Gemara, Hahu Yenuka Di Ishtape Chamimi. There was a kid that was pushed the eighth day, came out on Shabbos, supposed to make his milah. Halacha is, at least in times of the Gemara, it was a sakona to make a milah unless you had hot water. Right after the milah, you had to wash the kid with hot water. Now, it's also to cook up hot water on Shabbos. So what they did was, they used to cook up the hot water before Shabbos, and, you know, save it, and then they'll make the milah on Shabbos morning, and they use this hot water. Now, what's going to be if the hot water spilled out Friday night? You have no more hot water. So, halacha is then in such a case, you're not supposed to make the milah on Shabbos. Because before you make the milah, do you have water now? After, no, you don't have it. You're not allowed to cook up the water now to cover the milah. Therefore, we say, don't make the milah. Enechnami, if you would make the milah on Shabbos morning, then the kid would be in a mokum sechonas nefoshes. Then it would be mutavada to heat up the water to serve the kid. But before you make the milah, since you don't have the water, you're not allowed to make the milah now. The dinner is supposed to be pushed off the milah until tomorrow. Zmanazes, that's on the gaya. We don't need hot water of Zmanazes anymore. But at times of Gemara, though, the hot water was a sakana if the kid didn't use it. So here the case was the hot water spilled out, let's say, Friday night. So in this chotzer, there was no more hot water. So Omar Luhu Rabbi said, you know what? In my house, the kid lived in the other house there. So he heard that in their house, all the water spilled out, they have no hot water left. So Rabbi said, good, come to my house and take the hot water from my house. I'll give you hot water to make the meal tomorrow with. But you should know, we didn't make an Erev Chatzeris. You can't carry out from your house to my house. There's no Erev here. Good, you didn't make an Erev Chatzeris. But Mestama, the Bnei Movet, everybody living in the same alleyway, Mestama, they made one big stufe mavoyis. That we'll see that lochas later, that if you make a shtufa mivoyis, even if you didn't make an abuva chatzeris, still it's mutum. Shtufa mivoyis means, like you have like five chatzeris opening up into one alleyway, like any side street here, all the houses open up into the side street, so you can make a shtufa mivoyis. So he said, Mistoma, they made a shtufa mivoyis here, so I'm allowed to carry out the hot water from my house to his house. Omar leino, holoi shtafinun. We didn't make it either. Later, the Gemara asked the question, how come you didn't do it? Like the Chur, they should have made it. Rakol Poron, the Maisa was, they didn't make anything here. So it's also now for Rabba to carry the water from his house to the other person's house where they want to make the milah. If the AC said is, let's call a guy here now. And Laisilei, let the guy come and carry the water from my house into the other person's house. So we'll soon see stiris here. Pasha the svar white smutim, because to tell a guy to do something is only issim the rabbonin, and a mitzvah mila is a mitzvah. So they want guys to shuas b'makim mila b'makim mitzvah. The halacha, this is only where you're telling the guy to do an issim the rabbonin. Like here, you're not telling the guy to cook up the hot water. Rabba had hot water in his house. It was only a question how to carry it from his house to the other person's house, which is only yosim with the rabbonin, because it's in the same movie, they just didn't make an eruv chaseris. So you're telling the guy to do an issim with the rabbonin. That's called the shvus to shvus. It's like two isur with the rabbonins. To tell the guy to do a malacha for you, b'chal is only with the rabbonin. And you're only telling the guy to do an issim with the rabbonin, then we'll make up a mokka mitzvah. So that was the eitzah. You could tell the guy, come and carry the hot water from my house to his house, and then tomorrow morning we'll make the milah. Omar Abaya, Sabaya said, Yishno, boy, Yili Lamar. Really, I want to ask you a kasha. I have a steer of what you're upstock right now. Of a boy, Shafkin Rab Yosef. Rab Yosef did not let Abaya ask the kasha. The Yom Rab Yosef, Om Rav Kana, Ki Avina Be Rab Yehuda, when I was by Rab Yehuda, Heavy Om Alon, he said like this, Be the Araisa Moisvinim. If somebody's about to do an Issa Diraisa, and he thinks it's mutter, and you have a kasha, and you're telling it's usher, you'll have to stop him. Tell him, that's a see, you may be doing an Issa Diraisa, don't do it. In Masvinu, you have to be as kashis. For how the Rav Dina Maisim, that after we find out the terutzim and we get a chlorab stock for smutter, then we'll first do it. Mashenkin b'di Rabbonin. Anytime you have a sofik, if you're doing an issim b'di Rabbonin or not, and you hold it smutter, you should know, Rav Dina Maisim, let the person do it. He holds a smutter. So even if it's also it's only an issim b'di Rabbonin, and the chlorab lies like a sofik in the Rabbonin, you could go lukula. So before you know the psak is usher, you're allowed to do it. For how the Masvinu Tiyuftim. And then after the person did the ma'isa, then later will clear was it mutter or not. So that was the ma'isa here. So the kitzur, Rabba let the guy come and take the water from his house and carry it to the next chotzer, to the other people. Labosarachi, after the meal took place, Omalutle, then they let Abaya talk. My boy is Liyasvulamar. Abaya, what kind of kasha do you have on this? Omalay, Abaya said like this, Netanya, we learned like this. Hazor shmus. To do hazor, that's only an issim of the rabbonin. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, Yazor, Al HaTomei, Ein Asura B'Shabbos Elu Mishum Shvus. If somebody is Tomei, he was Tomei Meis, he could only become Tor if they spritz from the Mechatis, from the Por Aduma. You put the ashes into the water, and the Kohen sprays on this Tomei, the Yom Shlishi and Yom Shishi, then he becomes Tor. So you have to make Hazor. Now here's the Geta Korban Pesach. The guy is Tomei, Friday is Erev Pesach, a Shabbos is Erev Pesach, and he wants to become Torah now, we say, no, you can't make Hazor, you can't spritz the Mechatas on him on Shavuos, even though it's only an Issim of the Rabbonin. Hazor Shvus. Now, V'yamiru L'nochri Shvus. To tell a guy to do a Melach of you on Shavuos is also awesome of the Rabbonin. So, Abayas Kash was like this. Ma Hazor Shvus. V'yayna Doichas HaShavuos.